All right, in session 13, look, boss, no hands, we're actually going to do the full end-to-end. We're going to run the build. We're going to deploy it to the lab in an environment that has a Windows 7 machine. It's going to deploy the build over to that machine. It's going to start the UI test that we just saw automatically. It's going to connect to the other virtual machine that is the lab the server, the Windows server machine, and everything's going to work like magically, and it's going to be all good. And then we'll show you a few ALM metrics report. So Vince,
yep.
I'm a little bit, I don't want to do that all the time.
Lazy.
You know, it's just too long and, you know, bothered. And so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to send all that stuff over to the lab.
One more VM.
One more VM, and it's already done, so I'll just show you how it's set up. And then we'll send everything over. It's going to run the test over there. It's going to just start everything. And then what we can do is, since we do that, we could create a daily build at night and then get it to run all of our automated tests, if we had any, and gather all sorts of data. And then the next day when we come in MTM, I can just look at the test results and see, oh, look at that. It failed or it passed or whatever. And if it failed, I can generate a bug for you. And if we obviously added instrumentation and all that stuff, then we can see IntelliTrace, and then you can figure out what that bug is. But all of that in the web environment, in the lab environment, and like we can run that at night and go play
golf.
Golf.
Or my Xbox.
Or solitaire.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, so in order to do that, there's a few things we need to do. So first, we are not going to do that on your machine. we're going to actually go here, and we're going to go to the lab. I'm actually going to open that Windows 7 machine that I have in the lab. So I just showed you how it was working. But so essentially here, I'm logged in automatically with a, like there's an agent. There's a test agent installed. I'll just show you how that works here. So there's a Visual Studio test agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do? I think I picked the wrong one here. I think it's that one. Yeah. So here, you give it a username. You say log on automatically. Because the problem is, in order to run coded UI tests, you have to be logged on. Because it won't run them if you're not logged on, right? And you can say, ensure the screensaver is disabled, so there's not going to be a screensaver, so you can't run anything, right?
Yeah.
And in a run option, I run as an interactive process. Remember on the build server, didn't want to do that, but here, absolutely. So I set that up, next, and then this thing here connects to the lab environment, so we're all testing, workflow, all of this is good. So we're good here. What I'm going to go is I'm actually going to go and create, just like to preload it, I'm actually going to create a new folder called client, what did we call it? Is it client app?
Client app.
Client app. So let me just verify. I'm pretty sure that's it. Client app, right. Okay, so now I have a folder that I'm actually going to deploy into, right? So our XP machine, or our Windows 7 machine is done. Our server, we know it works, right? We deployed a new build over there. And actually, we're going to go and log on to this, make sure that everything is still properly going. I'm going to log on over here. And I'm actually going to go and validate in my build. So team build, build, build. That's the one here. And if I open drop and I actually look at the date, that's 4/39, right?
Yeah.
So let's go in here and validate that the web service that we have here is the right one. So it's under web service over here, 4/39. All right, so we got the right one.
So it deployed the web
It deployed the web service properly. So we're good on the server. That's all nice. So now let's go in Studio. And what we're going to do is we're going to create a new build type. Because, you know, to do that, the lab, we need to have a new build definition here.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So it's going to be, I can't copy that one over because it's, all right, so we're going to call it MVVM CRM main lab, and we're going to say manual, right? So we're going to say, make sure that it's all good there. The trigger, manual, sounds good. The workspace, we're going to pick the proper one, main source over here. We're just going to go build default, fill that up here. PFS, lab, drops, so that's good. And under process, remember all day we've been using that default template, right?
Yep.
So now we're actually going to pick the lab default template.
Oh, that's the one.
So the lab default template is a little bit smaller, right? There's stuff in here like the number and everything. Yeah, whatever. So we're going to leave that as defaults here. But notice here we have something we can click on to maybe go at the end there. And then that opens a new window, right, which is really awesome here. So what we're going to be missing is a few things. First, before we go there, we're going to be missing a new test setting for automated remote deployment. Right?
Okay.
So we're going to create one. So remote automated tests, right? And we're going to automate it here. We want to go to this environment, right? That's the only one we got. If we had many, we could do that. Over here, we're going to untick everything because we want stuff to go a little bit faster and we don't want to gather everything. But if that was the real world, I would pick as much possible stuff because I want to run that at night and make sure it got everything.
We recommend that you click everything.
Oh, yeah. But well, not everything, but as much as possible. Right now, I just want to do a demo for you, so I don't need to do all that stuff, right?
Now, under it's not going to crash, right?
It shouldn't, right? So under advanced here, under deployment, I could add some files. I can add some scripts. Remember what we were showing before? We're not going to do that now because we hard-coded the test, right? But say we didn't, we could run that over here, and you know. So let's not bother with that. The different different things we can add to that configuration. We'll leave the defaults there. So now we have a remote automated test configuration, which we'll use in a minute here. So let's go back to Studio, and let's re-click this button here. All right. So first thing is the environment, right? So we need to pick the environment where we're going to deploy to. We only have one.
Yeah.
If we had many, then we could do that. What we could do is we could basically before, we can set the environment like the way we want. We can take a snapshot. Boom. So that's like our baseline environment.
Yep.
And what we do is every time we deploy that build over to the environment, we can say revert back to that base environment that has nothing installed and all the prereqs that we need. So that's actually really cool. We're not going to do that here because making snapshot takes forever, so it's not really interesting. So the next thing we want is we actually want to run this CI build that we used to. And we can either every night queue a new build and then take whatever's in that new build to deploy it over, and I would do that, right? But since I'm doing a demo for you, I'm actually going to take the latest build. Right, so I could take different builds, like all that, but I'm just going to take the latest there, and we're not going to trigger a new one, so that's okay. We're going to use the x86 debug because that's what we've been using. We can even deploy like another build from another like cruise control or whatever if we wanted to. Right. The next thing we have is deploy. Right. So deploy. We want to deploy a build. Right.
Of course.
So there's actually magic happening here. Right? So I'm actually going to add a few steps in here. The first one is I want to deploy to that Windows. So that's a generic name. It's not the actual name of the application. It's the name of the VM. It's the name of the VM in the environment. So the name of that VM inside the Windows name is actually Win7.
Okay.
Right. So this is to keep it generic. Right. It just takes the name of the environment we're going to go and deploy to. So let me go down to my desktop, and I have a few things that I kind of worked on. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to run some scripts, right? We can have some scripts deployed over and do all that stuff, but we're just going to basically go over here and run some. Run some scripts that I've assigned to this. So I'm going to grab that. So nothing fancy, just IT stuff that you don't like. Running xcopy and stuff like that, And then finally that here. And I'm going to validate a new thing here, which is that lab config. Is it the right one here? So after we deployed, we can take another snapshot. So that if it blew up or the test blew up after, we can always come back to that snapshot. The developer can come back and say, the application was deployed. And then we ran tests and it failed. So what happened, right? Yeah, so you have the exact environment.
I was going to say, what are you doing if it reverts back every time?
Exactly. And then finally, the last thing we want to do is actually run tests. Okay. So we want to run tests. So we want to run our test plan. So that's good. So we actually want to run. We didn't attach it to.
Yeah, we need
we
to.
Forgot to do that. All right. So we'll leave it like that and we'll come back. So this is what we want to test. And our remote automation test is here. So we'll save this. We'll save this. We will go into the...
go to my PC.
Go to your PC. And we will go to Visual Studio. And we will finally go into Test View. And our new test, the coded UI, mm-hmm. we will actually attach it to a test case.
Associate with a test case.
Correct. Nice. So now we're actually going to go and look at all the test cases, find, and I think it's that one, right?
Yeah.
All right. So validate the import feature. So now it modified that test, and it made it automated, right?
Ah.
And it added an automation strip to it, the coded UI and all that stuff. And now when I save this, we can now use that to deploy and do our stuff.
It's great.
All right. So that was one thing. What was the other thing that I was not sure about? Oh, the app lab here. Yes, that's right. Let me grab the over here. And let's make sure that this thing is not going to the right place. WS server. So unfortunately, it's going to kick off a new build. Because we're going to check in.
All right. Are you sure you need to?
So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to not my CI build just for this. I'm going to make it manual.
Okay. I got a question.
Yes.
You've edited something called app.lab.config.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's going to be copied and everything?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Actually, if you look at the output, you know, if we go look at a particular build, let me open, this build over here. You notice that this app lab is under every build?
Demo app hc.config.
Yeah, but I'm replacing this. I'm replacing this with this.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that step.
Yeah, I'll show you when we go back. So I'm gonna check it in, but it won't trigger a new build because I removed the CI thing here.
Mm-hmm.
So check it in. So fixed the lab machine URL. All right. So that will not trigger a build. It should not trigger a build.
It did not.
So we're going to build number 10. And if I go back to our, my other machine,
your PC.
Right, over here, and if we go back, there's one thing is under deploy, see over here,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually moving the app lab to...
Okay, you're copying app lab.config.
Over the other one, right?
Over the other one, that's what I missed.
Yep, so that's one of the steps I'm doing. And then under tests here, we want to make sure that we are actually running import customer. That's the one we want to automate, right? So now we're actually running this automated test. Sounds good. We're actually running all this plan. That's it. Good. We're deploying our build. We're going all there. I'm going to save this. And now technically, I'm going to start this. It's going to go off and deploy that to the XP machine, the Windows 7 machine. It's going to start the test, and it's going to connect to the other machine because everything is all tied up.
Well, you're telling me it's going to. Is there a way we're going to see this?
Oh yeah, I'll show you that. So lab. Queue new build, go. All right. So let's go here, and obviously this is going to take a little bit of a while. So let me open. I think we have an environment open here in the
client
environment here.
So that's the client where everything's going to be deployed, everything's going to be ran.
Right. So
we should see.
Yeah, we'll see that in a minute. So right now it's looking at the workflow capability of the machine, making sure that it can actually deploy everything over. So right now, the workflow is all green and everything's okay. So that usually is, it's hit and miss. Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it isn't. But since we're going to run that during the night, we're mm-hmm. not going to be here.
We don't care.
We don't really care. Right now, I'm just showing it to you, so I try to go as fast as we could here. But, you know,
right.
We'll see how.
So you're going to tell me that on the Windows 7 PC, we're going to see everything flashing and popping?
Yeah, we'll see everything going by.
Right.
All right. So not yet. Right now it's making sure that it's copying all my script over, right?
All right.
So it's going to copy all the stuff that I need. So everything's been copied, right? So we're good. We're good still. And then it's going to say, I'm going to run some tests, right? And then
Show
we'll
me.
Flip over.
No, you don't want to flip over?
Not yet. It's all okay. Now it's almost ready to run some tests.
All right.
So we're gonna wait, and now it should go, instead of online, it'll say running test, and then it'll pop up that window, and then we should see the same stuff we were seeing when you clicked the run on your machine there.
All right. I hope so.
I hope so too. Running tests.
Oh,
there we go. Update.
Come on.
And then we're going to see this come up with some values.
Oh, nice.
And if we go back to studio, it's going to take a little while to gather all the data because this is still running tests right now, so it's still gathering stuff. So if we had more tests, it would actually, you know, run all of them in series.
Yep.
And if they failed, it would get data and grab everything that we need. And
so you managed to reduce your job to just automating everything.
Well, no, I worked with you.
Playing Xbox.
Yeah, well, you helped me. I helped you. And we got to the point where we don't need to do anything, either of us.
That's great.
So I kind of like that. I think that's a great idea. So we'll just let that finish. There we go. So now we got a green build for lab deployment.
Right.
We can view our test results. So we got a green here. If we had a failure, we would have the reason for the failure, like it happened before. And we could just right-click here and create a bug, right, if we needed to. So that would all go in here. And okay. And we got everything, right?
All right. Awesome.
Cool. So automated. So we're just going to show you a little bit of reports that you can have to I'm going to show you.
You got 2 minutes.
I got 2 minutes? Oh, it's going to be done in
2 minutes.
You do not have to worry. So this is an example of a burndown report. So all of the work items we've been working on, you can actually go down and see all the work items that we have, the team velocity, completed hours, and everything. All of that gets done automatically with only changing status with the work item, putting the hours remaining complete, all of that stuff. So that's one. Another one is the story overview. So all of our product backlog items, you can see the hours that were completed, the number of tests that we ran. So if we look at this screen over here on the other one, you see that I have one test that passed. If I had many, I could have a little graph that said 33% are done and everything. I could see that over here. So another one is the test plan progress. So see how time goes by. The green is the ones that pass. The orange, the red are the ones that fail. The gray are the ones that are still need to be run. So you can have a really quick view just by looking at a report how things go. This is our test plan and our test runs in our test plan, the ones that pass, fail, block. So you have a little bit, again, it's just a pivot table to view how things are. Finally, the improved bug reports is you can see a curve of, you know, how when you put all per week as the new bugs come in and when they're solved and resolved, how they go up and down and see all that. And the final one.
What are you pointing to?
I'm talking
there.
To you.
It's all there.
Yeah, yeah, I know it's all there, but I'm kind of looking behind you because,
okay.
You know, maybe I should look there too. Yeah, you're right. And finally, the improved bug reporting is the whole lot of bugs, their active, resolved, and closed, and how they go by in time, and how many we had, and all that stuff. So, good stuff.
Yep. 2 minutes.
I had 2 minutes. So, as a session review, we actually finally, after many tries and errors and figuring out what was wrong, and I hope you appreciated us finding what the problem was, we went end-to-end. So we deployed, no hands, nothing, just went off, did his thing, by the automation that we worked on with the code, by all the work that I did as a tester and grabbed this stuff. Vince actually automated everything, and then we used that automation to actually go in the lab and have nothing to do. So that's the power of this whole thing together, right? And so here's a little bit of a, now I'm going to get out of the play mode here, but that's pretty much what we saw today, right? So how easy it is to migrate from VSS, like VSS to TFS, that sounds like miles away. That like was this morning. I can't even remember what we were doing this morning. So, you know, we migrated from VSS to TFS. We had a little team with VSS, went to TFS, showed how simple it is to create some builds, different types of build, different runs of builds, how they work. Interaction, I hope you saw the interaction between the tester and the developer with the new suite, how they work together and how they can get all that stuff out of it. Simple branch strategies, very, very simple, but still, for the team that we had, the problem we had, we solved it this way. The new tools that are for the developers and the tester, MTM, IntelliTrace, Coded UI, all of those tools that we use today and showed you all that, how that worked, and obviously the whole lab environment. Now, we didn't go into a lot of details on the lab environment, but you know, this is a lot of infrastructure work, right? You need to know how to install it and configure, create gold image, and all those things are something that your IT folks need to be involved in. And you probably need a big, fat machine that can run a bunch of VMs as well. Now, mind you, I was running everything on my laptop, which was pretty good. I mean, performance-wise, it was okay. We had some fluctuation on the build, so I really don't know why that happens. I don't know if it's the laptop, the CPU, or whatever that's causing some grief here, but essentially, everything was running. The VMs were running in there. That machine is a Core i7 with 8 gigs of memory, just to tell you. So it's not a very big machine, but it's decent machine for today's technology, and we can run all that stuff in here, right? So thank you very much for staying very late. As a dedication, we'd like to thank our wives because we spend a whole lot of time away from them, and we'd like to thank them for that. And I'd like to thank you.